Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 294, and quick tangent in early, went to see 28 Years Later, very good, Ralph Fiennes excellent, won't spoil the spoiler, but Duran Duran are underrated.
Duran,
Jesus
Duran,
Christ,
Duran, Duran.
Three Duran Duran songs in it.
Oh, so
and he had a voice, I know he was a knob in 99 trying to get in the United Party, link it back, cling on to that link.
Good old Simon Le Bon.
But I'm wearing exactly the same clothes I wore for the cup win here.
Oh, right, I thought he was going to say
that's
for the City.
I've not done that in years. But I've got a... Here, they drag you back in. I've
they
buzzed
do, don't
a
they?
Week.
They do.
Watch the goals. Watch that period of play where we're just passing it one step.
Oh,
where's
mate.
That been?
Is felt that like down to the old confidence? United,
didn't
it?
Is that down to a bit of freedom? Is, you know, like, I know the character. Is it just they're players who see their asses and then when they're told they're great? But maintain that in this era, sadly, whether you like it or not, you've got to tell them they're great. You can't have the Roy Keane, they're twats approach. We've seen that twice. But I think we could snatch a draw today. And it was a good week. You know, Monday, I was...
Well, boy, yeah.
Let's not get too carried away. Hey, Matt, how are we? Quick pod appearance.
What?
How's your mojo?
Better than it was 10 days ago.
What did you put it down to?
Change of formation. Playing right players in right places. Hamlin was one for square pegs in round holes, wasn't he?
I've not seen you in a while, so
no.
Where were you with it?
He had to go.
Yeah.
And obviously, what I've heard, what happened, this meltdown where he resigned.
Tore his ass,
resigned, and then his agent got hold of him and said, what are you doing? Get back in there for it, pay off.
Carrick, are you all right with that?
Turn the season, yeah.
Would you debate giving it him, or...?
Decision's been made on it. Let's be realistic. There's a bucket load of top-line managers...
Yeah.
In summer, they're all throwing their hat in the ring, aren't they? Even this fella at Fulham now has not signed the contract, has he?
No.
But
who would you go? Have you got an inkling or?
Well, I got told on grapevine, Nagelsmann.
Right.
Now, he used to be at Salzburg with yon CEO fella, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
There are, even last week when we mentioned it on here, there's about four I'd forgotten about that you just think, you never, in theory, is United, but you're never going to have a better opportunity with some of these names.
Well, you've got Tuchel, you've got Ancelotti, you've got Pochettino, let's say Nagelsmann. If it were me, I'd go all out for him at PSG, but he ain't going to leave there, is he?
Yeah.
Then obviously then you've got throwing Glasner, throwing Silva.
Yeah, but might leave. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The Tuchel thing, he's short term and it kicks off again, so I think you're in that spot.
And then obviously there's a lad at Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Who just brings players on, you know, so I don't know.
Feel better about things.
If we can get a draw here today, I'd like to take a draw. These next run of games, which I feel better for, Champions League spot. Because Liverpool have seen their ass, aren't they?
Well, someone put it to me in the giddy heights of last week that we're exactly the same points difference between us and these lot as when we chased down Newcastle.
I know.
I love that.
This lot won't blow it.
No.
If this lot blow it this season, they'll never win it.
Good, right, prediction.
Sugar piece.
Good to see you, mate. Have you been all right, though, yet?
Yeah,
great. So hello, Ben.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Zayden.
Hello.
So, what do you reckon?
I'm confident. Am I the only one that's confident today? We're not going to get a draw. We're actually going to win.
Well, I'd say where we are. A draw is, you know...
I just don't know.
In a strange, you know, in a strange league season where everyone's beating everyone, it's first versus six, which in a normal season would be like, oh, this is... You know, like, but we're just almost, you know... written off, and I think we've got to get in our heads. Like, I'd like to see Cunha. I'd like to see Cunha
start
today.
I think he comes
today.
I do think he'd come back.
I wouldn't
today,
go Sesko to start.
I think somebody up top and Sesko that may give you start a little bit more, maybe hold up the ball a little bit. I think the one person that does drop out is Dogley. I think Ahmad comes in, and I think obviously you have your Cunha, you have your.
So good,
and I don't think Dogley was really good, don't get me wrong, but I think once you got Ahmad, Cunha, and Wemo here, and Wemo I think has been our signing this summer. He's been.
Well, when he doesn't play particularly well,
he's always got something in there.
And that is a sign of a good player. Exactly. You know, like to come and run, hitting the ground, and he runs it, runs his socks off.
And same with Ahmad as well. Ahmad does exactly the same for you. And Cunha as well, they run the socks off. That's why I think they will be back in today.
In the Bonhomie last week, you might have heard people, but he just slipped it in that Nick actually said for the first time ever, I had it wrong about something. And he just threw it in about Ahmad, but it was like, because we were all so giddy, we didn't really.
I thought
pull
he was going to say
that.
he was wrong about Ruben then, but then I thought, nah, that's wishful thinking then.
The Casemiro thing, I think, what I like about it is it's been nipped in the bud quite quickly.
You know, fair play to Casemiro for that as well. He wanted
that. You're not seeing his arse. And like, we'll look back, I think we're already looking back fondly, like, say, than if it had been a year ago, but he's not, you know, like, if he goes out on high, gives it all, and he's had a really good season compared to last season where he wasn't, I don't think we'll ever look back at it as like one of those failed experiments, just another one of those I wish we'd got him four or five years earlier.
Like we did with Schweinsteiger, like we did with Varane, you know.
Just of course, 350 grand a week helps, but he has given everything. His legs
have
gone.
You should have seen the way he celebrated against City when he jumped on Carrick's back. You know, it means something. That's a guy that's won five Champions League trophies, you know. He could have just come here for a payday, he did not be asked, but he shows that he's bothered, you know.
Well, they've always said at Carrington he's always been in early. He has always trained really hard, and he's always set an example where others would look at him and go, well, I want to get half of what he's done. Look at what he does.
You see what the guy's won at Real Madrid. Five Champions Leagues.
You know,
it's that takes hunger, you know.
I've just made up a word there. It's just that annoyance of, you know, we have a better squad, and we are showing it in the six, but like, I've been tired of that meat going into games. We should be like, come on, this is, you know, United, come on. So how was your journey today? What time did you leave?
We left about 10:30 today, mate. It's pretty straightforward. We stopped off at Watford
Gap. What did you have for brekkie?
Well, did you have Weetabix, didn't you, today?
Oh, nice. How many? How many's Aiden?
He has two, don't
you?
Two.
Go up to three. Come on. Come on. Well, I bet to go down from four to three as a fat bastard. I love Weetabix.
To be fair, mate, I always have four as well.
Do you? Right,
so you're not the only one that has four.
Have I got any... So my thing was, sorry, I'm reading notes and multitasking is difficult, people. So 21 goals for Casemiro. That is some going on a player, in 33. So imagine him prime, but what if we start getting these players at their best, which would be nice. Yeah. But then I thought, we've got Yoro, we've got Heaven, maybe even Sesko, some will laugh. And we've also got Mbeumo in his prime, which is lovely.
And Cunha as well, in a way. Under 30, isn't he? 25, 26, whatever he is. So.
Can I get I just had a flashback yesterday to Big Brother when I used to watch it. I don't watch it anymore, but when Stallone's mum went in and
Jackie Stallone, I kind of remember that as
and
well.
And was it Brit the ex or whatever, and she went, Jackie, and then she turned around and went, yeah, Jackie. And it's like, it still makes me laugh. That is definitely one for the fucking ether. This is what not having a beer does here. I like Twirl and Fakes, in theory, the chocolate. But every time then I go to eat one, they just crumble all over my lap and I look like
a
decrepit.
A bit of a crumbly chocolate.
Yeah, like,
aren't they?
I look like it's just gone everywhere. And it's like, so that's, I think that's up my notes sort of up to date. Hey, how are we doing? Right, quick pod appearance, come on.
Yes, absolutely.
How are you doing?
This is Aiden.
Yes.
This is my man, you're my prediction machine, I tell you.
I'm done.
How are you?
So where are you with it all?
I'm delighted. We're delighted with last weekend, at least. Like, the problem I have with it now is I hope it's not a bit of a sugar rush. You know what I mean? Like the new manager bounce and that. But I think, as much as anything, last weekend it was the performance as a result. It was the fact that we were zipping into absolutely everything. The aggression was there. The stuff that we've been missing. And I've been saying to all week, in fact, I think I said to Nick, if I had that for the rest of the life of United, I'd be absolutely fine with it. That's all I need.
The highlights were even better than you remember in the game, because you caught up, you know, like some of those passages of play. Yeah, but like five or six wouldn't have been embarrassing, which is warehouse stats. You can look at that and go, well, we had 32%.
Yeah.
But then if you have 100% of the chances, up yours.
Exactly.
Laws.
Look, the problem was slightly Jack's frustrating that...
Sorry.
It was slightly frustrating that City sort of went and coughed it up against Bodo during the week. So I was a little bit like, kind of took the shine off the weekend a bit. But I was just delighted with how everyone turned up. And even, you know, we got on Dallow's back, for example, a bit, and I know you had him in the mag recently, but like he was fantastic after that early rick, and you know, just they all turn up, it was delight.
Yeah, and well, just the one thing with Dallow, when he makes a mistake, he doesn't then go hiding.
No.
And even though everyone's groaning at him again, like, I think over and over again where he says destructive criticism, constructive
exactly,
criticism,
yeah.
In the ground, give them all your support. You know, if we get on their backs early, it does make an impact. Where yeah. were you with Amarin?
I was, he couldn't stay because of what he said, and it frustrated me because I was at Leeds, and on the way back, heard him all, and I was like, well, that's it. But he, you know, they couldn't keep him around. But I was frustrated a little bit in the sense that he was starting to turn within games. You know, we'd started to see the detoxification, the dressing room, and that kind of stuff, and I would have happily seen him through to the end of the season for that. No, I don't think he was necessarily the guy. In fact, I know he wasn't, but he would have been the guy before the guy, potentially.
Yeah.
But then again, look, last week, it's no surprise that they've obviously been in rag order for a while. So, you know, it is what it is now, I guess.
But maybe we'll look back and say he was the guy before the man because we're in a better shape, you know, and who do we will make, you know, time soothes things and heals things.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a manager, I don't think, in this day and age acting like that. And that's
no.
sadly, you know, we call out the Glazers and Ineos, they're twats.
Yeah.
Protest next, you know, when the protest happens. Who would you have?
I'd have Enrique.
Right.
Look, I think he's made noises that he might not re-sign at PSG. And look, the reality is, I know we get down the club at times and where we are and all that, but it is still a draw. Say, like in Mbeumo over the summer, it was sort of, oh, no, well, he'll go to Arsenal, he'll go to Newcastle, wherever. But we're still a draw, so I would love him. I think he's got the attitude, he's got the balls basically
yeah.
to come in here and manage it. And I think he's one of the few kind of managers from abroad that I'd have no issue with coming into the league and sort of taking to it like a duck to water. Really.
I think everyone is going, but in agreement that you want someone who knows what they're doing. They,
I just think they're
raw.
Looking for a yes man, though. Mm. That's why I've got a horrible feeling the waistcoat one's going to come through the door. But then again, would he have come now, though? Because
yeah.
he's attainable now, but I just don't know. I can't see it being a Tuchel. I can't see him being Nagelsmann. They're not yes men.
I just
you know,
feel
I
uneasy
think
about
be someone
right?
that
he
can
is
toe
obviously,
the line, the Ineos
Tuchel
line
has got something
bit.
About him, but
Tuchel
he sees his arse, yeah.
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
you can't. You and can't.
Will Enrique be a guy that toe the line? I can't see it. These are managers that are big, big, you know, personalities.
But are we on an 18-month, 24-month cycle
now? This is what I think now. This is what
this
I wonder.
Is what
it's like we might just have to get used
we
to that.
We are an other club. Right, any hates of the week?
Self-checkouts.
Oh.
Might have had this one
You've
before.
Had that before, but then
but
we can...
yeah, self-checkouts.
Well,
they...
limited cash, because I'm a dinosaur. Self-checkouts that then
well,
say one cash out of 50,
yeah.
and then it's closed.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Where am I supposed to put my 2p's?
Well, I know that.
Don't answer that, then.
Well, I know.
Thames Link for me, as ever. It's a particular frustration now that they've decided that to get you onto the app, they'll give you a 30% discount on travel cards.
Oh, right.
I'm coming in from St Albans. Home County's red and all that, but it's just trains again and again. I want to
well,
kick off.
Sadly fucked for people getting down, so they've either had to come down on the coaches, cars, or last
yeah.
night. It's just like, it's just a never-ending engineering work cycle. Any loves of the week?
Loves of the week? Michael Carrick. Who's my love of the week?
Well, the nice thing is, I've not watched his press conference yesterday. Like, there's just no, like, noise,
yeah.
which is nice
yeah,
for
yeah,
a week.
Yeah.
There was nothing, you know, like,
is
I know it, there's, is someone leaking, if we're back to, all we've got to worry about is someone leaking a team
yeah.
sheet, I don't give a shit.
Do you remember when Trump went out first time and then Biden came in and it was like, oh, we're not hearing from him all the time now, it's the same sort of thing, it's the same kind of vibe, you're like, oh, brilliant, we don't need to hear from him all the time. But no, like, you know, I think every one of them showed up last week, but particularly, I was particularly happy for Maguire, actually, I thought, he's the amount of stuff that he's gone through over the last three or four
yeah.
years, and he's just...
I love him, yeah.
I've you know... We were all frustrated with him at different times, but he's just such a
yeah.
character.
He's, and we've got to deal with their set pieces, and they are a strange
yeah,
fan
exactly.
base, these lot, aren't they?
Oh,
right,
very
really odd. I mean, like, you know.
Almost as odd as the Scousers, honestly. It's very strange.
Yeah. Every fan base thinks others are weird, but these lot are just like, you know, like
Shout
the quinoa drinking latte loving fucking twats. Right, I'm going 1-0.
2-0 United.
1-0.
I've got to go
that
with Zayden's
right.
prediction machine.
That
honestly, he's made me so
right.
much money.
I like
go
it.
1-0.
We shall see you on the other side, people, then. Cheers for the support. Buy the mag. You've got two more chances, and then we've got the mag after. And believe it or not, Ineos out. Well, not Ineos, Glazers out. Deal with this. Deal with Glazers, please. But we've been offered another interview, so I don't know who that's going to be. Okay. I've put in for the big lot, the big dogs. And I did promise Nick and Nathan would do it because they were jealous. So watch this space, we shall see. All right, cheers, everyone.
Absolutely brilliant.
What a terrible game.
Unbelievable. This club, cheers, this is why we're the greatest club on the planet.
What did you make of it?
Brilliant. Absolutely fucking
good. Turn awake.
Simple football.
Is that enough? I don't want to change.
Play it forward if you can.
Brilliant, James. You've got your back. Come on.
Fantastic. Not much more to say.
That was more like the old United as well.
Definitely. Absolutely brilliant. 2 weeks running. But they've got to build on it, haven't they?
20 minutes, just hold court like, and then start dictating the play.
Yeah,
the game, the tactics were fantastic. Yeah. Give it Carrick till the end of the decade. Brilliant, though.
Absolutely fantastic.
And it's nicked off alternative, but Balloon Dorgo, whatever. Where the fuck has that one come from? Yeah. Unreal. One word, Huggy.
Got to win next week at Fulham.
Yes,
ball the one
yes,
word.
Massive,
but we're massive.
Yeah. Keep it going.
The big games.
It's the league on.
Charlotte,
listen.
Charlotte wins the league.
Sorry, I am getting. Shame.
That was magic, magic. It's like all this morning, you can hear it now.
Oh, just, the fucking Reds.
But I think it's the fact we went behind to them and then they equalised, you think it's game over. Brilliant. And what a goal from Dorgan. Oh. Fucking hell.
And Cunha coming on. Yeah. Exploiting the place. I mean, they are bottle drops.
We're going to win the league. And now you're going to believe us. Magic. Look at the smiley faces, though. You haven't seen United like this for ages.
It's United of old, though.
I know.
Putting it about. Yeah. Not getting intimidated. Yeah. How are we doing? What do you make of that? What do you make of it?
Unbelievable.
It's hard to do it. Sorry, shoving this in. That was just majestic.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Four, please. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh, no.
Yeah. It is.
Go on. After some luck.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You're wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, what did you put it down to?
Just half it. When you've got the half.
When you've got the heart. And that is desire, everything.
Yeah, but they've got it now.
See you later. See you, see you. Congrats.
One Ben.
That's the only
yes! Sum it up.
Fucking beautiful. I swore again. Sorry, Barry.
You called it, though.
I said 2-0, but, you know. That's how you know. Dorgu. What finish?
I can't pronounce
again.
It, but that alternative commentary. Balloon Dorgu.
Yes.
It's
quality. And then Cunha's finished, that's amazing. Second half, everybody, second half.
Sum it up. Unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable.
Hey,
sum it up.
Buzzing.
It's amazing.
Amazing, fantastic.
It's like...
It was just brilliant, buddy. Just that second half
we've got
particular.
Our heart, mate. I know I'm getting cut. Winning next week, but... We are doing different stuff. That's not same levels of performance.
Exactly, that's what
it's
I mean.
Not same level of that's determination what I mean. For it.
What's Carrick got out of him though? It's unbelievable.
Well, just that's a bit more freedom. Couldn't you not go for the corner flag?
Yeah.
When you're going, I'm gonna try
exactly
and stop
it.
And we were good value for it.
We were. Yeah. It was just a brilliant performance. Even the first half, you know.
But for 25 minutes we just said, well, slide right down, you've got to come to us, and then their fans started getting on the back.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's determination. So this is what happens when you don't hold the team back.
Quick word.
Oh, mate.
How'd you sum it up?
At the end there, isn't it? It felt like it was made for Cunha to come on.
Just options off the bench, which I know Amrin was waiting on, but I don't know, if we don't get carried away, when do you end up
in the league, aren't
you? But yeah,
this.
Just brilliant, mate. Just look at this.
I know.
This is what we've missed.
This is what we want more of as well.
Exactly.
I get great.
Fair enough. We've got a bit quiet away saying we're going to win the league now. You're going to believe us. But that's what it's all about, though, isn't it?
I'm going to ask you, Steve, how do you sum this up? I'm going to listen to you tomorrow, but come on. Quickly, how do you sum it up, Steve?
I just don't know where that came from. I don't know where the second half came from. And Amrin must be watching out and going, why wasn't I slightly braver? It's the same set of players, but what he's done is he's instilled back into our passion and a love of the club that we have, and he's put it onto the pitch, and they've played football and they've tried to win, and he's put players on to try and win a game. And you know what? You know, there's
majestic.
It's just lovely to watch a team that actually wants to play for the shirt and the badge and isn't constrained by some fucking pompous over, I don't know, coaches that are so overestimate their own ability and they think they want to reinvent the game. Game simple, score more goals than the opposition and do it with a smile on your face and tell it's fun.
We're Manchester United and we should have that. Fucking Scott and Peacock feathers out. Yeah. Listen, look at us. We're different to anyone else.
Yeah, we are.
And this shows it. I love this day. Give us a
Andy, how are you?
Come on, one word.
Absolutely perfect. This is finally we've got our United back.
Enjoy the coach.
Thank you very much.
Love you. Up the fucking Reds, indeed. Next week's going to be good as well. Oh, 2 weeks on the trot. I'm going to wake up on a Monday and not be depressed.
I can't believe it. I'm not going to work. Dylan's not going to school.
God, you hate it.
Fucking
brilliant. Sum it up.
Brilliant. Played so well. Defended really well. Just brilliant going forward, and that Dorgu goal, wow, brilliant.
Where's he come from?
I know, brilliant.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate. Cheers, lads.
Oh, fucking Barry, I'm sorry again, I'm sorry. Come on!
Rick, quickly.
Steve, it's on.
The atmosphere is just buzzing. Right,
just what I missed. This is what I missed, mate.
Can you just hold the mag up quickly?
Yeah.
And some notes.
Fantastic. Yes.
Mate, sum it up.
Hold on.
Sum it up.
What a win, man. Brilliant. Wait. I reckon we get to 4 minimum.
This is brilliant.
It's brilliant. We love
it. This is one of the best podcasts I've ever done.
This is bouncing, Barney.
But I tell you what, we were good at the dark arts. Lemons, holding time. Go down, Dorgu at the end. You know, sometimes just do the shithousery bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Other teams. And the one bit, I'm about to say, the Casemiro, it's not lingering both sides. It's happening. That's good. That's good of the structure. You both said it. It's done with. Now, I said, hold on, then take control. We did. And then I love the song. You banged the drum. Now fuck off home. It's written in the stars because Stephen Bartlett was in, you know, Diary of a whatever. He was in our end a few rows below. And then Jake Humphrey walked past earlier with his kid when I was selling. So is that telling me I'm going to be on LinkedIn tomorrow? The universe has all come together and it's here.
Absolutely, Barry.
I just
can't believe it, mate, honestly. Buzzing.
What an atmosphere.
This is what it's all about, Barry. This is what I fucking miss, this thing.
Where's Balmer today?
No idea, but he must. I know Ashley Young was, that's all I know.
You got the photo with Ashley Young.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. A bit different from Brentford, wasn't it? Up the fucking Red. Come on. Grit, determination, and being clinical. Being clinical. That's what it's all about.
It's big, he's back.
Right. Sum it up. What's it down to?
How'd you sum up?
Which is fucking put it down to?
I don't know.
Ben, last words.
Oh, United. I love you. We love you.
Cheers, lads.
See you later,
Zayden.
See you later, boys. Take care.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Fucking buzzing after. Can't say. See you later, lads.